Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. Toll free, it's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. By the way, a majority of Oregon voters now say decriminalization of drugs has made crime and homelessness worse. And you have another county in Oregon that wants to join Idaho. I wonder if this is going to, if this is going to now become a trend. I know in Atlanta, Buckhead wanted to separate itself from the city of Atlanta and form their own city because all the crime and the lack of policing and the horrific governance that really represents the city of Atlanta, unfortunately. But anyway, the majority of voters in progressive Oregon now want to overturn the decriminalization of drugs. By the way, why was that a hard call to begin with? I never understood people that wanted to do that. Seemed pretty dumb to me, and it has not worked out well for so many different people. We also have a few woke stories, as it should not shock or surprise you. Linda, we've been talking about Budweiser, Bud Light, and we also have been talking about Miller Lite. Now we've got Adidas. We mentioned it on the TV program. They launched their Pride 2023 swimwear collection, advertising bathing suits on its website, under the women's section with the help of a male model, you know, that has like male chest hair and everything else in between.
I got to tell you, first of all, and this is, I mean, it makes me very sad. So Adidas is my favorite. Everything I wear is Adidas. I've been wearing shell tops my whole life. They're like my favorite sneaks. And I'm just like, really? Like, I don't. Here's the thing. Even if you support this and even if this is what you want to do, is there a reason why we can't have women modeling women's bathing suits? I'm just saying.
I don't know what. It was sort of like the Miller Lite commercial. Now, Memorial Day weekend is next weekend, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
You are correct.
Okay. So Memorial Day weekend is next weekend. And okay. So Miller Lite had these ads in years gone by of people on the beach, including women in bikinis and men in swimsuits and shorts and with their tops off, drinking beer. Now, how much do you want to bet I could probably go to any popular beach in America this weekend, this Memorial Day weekend, and then later the 4th of July weekend, and guess what? I'd see people on the beach, in women in bikinis, men in their swim trunks or shorts or whatever they wear, with their tops off, with their, you know, whatever beer they happen to be drinking, having fun. Now, why are they apologizing for what is going to be happening all over the country pretty much all summer long? Now, I'm not, you know me, I don't want to. My Irish skin, forget it, like breaks out and boils if I stay out there too long. So I can't stand getting sunburn, and I avoid it at all costs. I got the worst Irish skin in the world. So, but people like sitting in the sun. I for the life of me can't get it. I don't like sitting on a beach for hours and hours at a time. I get so fidgety after like 20 minutes. I can't stand it anymore. And the people, thankfully, in my life that know me, love me, and care about me, they've come to accept I'm not going to be sitting on a beach for hours on end drinking beer. I'm not going to do it. Now, for those people that like to do it, I don't have any problem with it. But am I wrong? Are we going to see people on every beach and every beach town and all across the country? Likely women in bikinis or, you know, skimpy swimsuits and men in their, you know, swimming trunks, if you still call it that, and shorts, you know, with their shirt off, getting burned to a crisp, drinking beer. Am I going to see that everywhere or no?
I think that you will see it everywhere, and I think you will see it everywhere because everyone is so obsessed in the me generation to be the next cool big thing. So if they can be the person that's walking around and getting their picture taken and they're on Instagram and TikTok and all the other nonsense, they're going to do it just for attention. You know, this is another fleeting moment where people are just wearing really weird things and doing weird things. And these are people that are just doing it for the attention. They're not doing it because this is how they identify or whatever. It's just, I don't know. I think it's a bridge too far for me.
So one of my favorite people that I work with at the Fox News Channel is Judge Jeanine Pirro. We've been friends almost from day one. And she's brilliant. She's smart. She's irreverent. She's politically incorrect. She's funny. She has an incredible life's background and story to tell as a former prosecutor. She's especially went out to protect innocent children when they were being victimized. And she's just, you know, and she's fun. She's a lot of fun. She's great to hang out with. She's kind of like Linda in the sense that she drops a few F-bombs here and there, and we love her for that. It's not anything against her. She's now written an incredible new book. It's called Crimes Against America, The Left's Takedown of Our Republic. I've had a chance now to read it cover to cover. I couldn't put it down. And it is an indictment. You know, a stinging rebuke indictment about how our nation is on the brink of destruction from enabling, you know, open borders, dismantling law enforcement. And she goes after and dismantles Joe Biden and his policies and his administration and all the far left ideologues that support him and how they want to fundamentally change America as we know it. Now, her book is out on early next week. You can get a first print edition copy. We have a link on Hannity.com. You can go to Amazon.com, soon bookstores everywhere as of next week. And it's called Crimes Against America, The Left's Takedown of Our Republic. Judge, welcome to the program. Always great to have you. And she's also on the hit show The Five. How are you?
I am terrific, Sean, and I have to say something in case your listeners think, you know, that how dare she drop F-bombs. And my mom, rest in peace, she used to always say to me, Jeanine, I did not raise you to speak like that. And I said, you know, Mom, I worked with cops for 3 decades. I can't help it. So that's from whence I come.
You don't have to apologize in this show for being real. We don't need an apology.
Thank you. But I'm thrilled to be on it. And you're right. The Crimes Against America is about the left's takedown of our republic. And it literally is a running chronology of everything that's happening in our country today. The truth is that, you know, you can open a newspaper, listen to your radio show, or turn on the television, and it's almost as though you're reading my book. Because everything from the Durham report to the invasion at the border to the takedown of the First Amendment free speech, as well as the closing of the schools and the Trojan horse of the left and the defunding of police, you know, is part of the takedown of America. It's in the book, and we see it every day. And this book, Sean, is the eighth book I've written, but it's also one of the easiest because it was so clear every time something happened, you knew it was part of the takedown.
You know, it's interesting. I stopped writing books after my third book, and I swore I was never going to write one again. I'll tell you why, because it's too hard. And and it's just not my thing. I find it so hard to sit down and write and then sand and polish and prime and paint. I mean, it just is a very arduous process. Now, I wrote one before the 2020 election, because I knew that this country was on the brink. It was called Live Free or Die, America and the World on the Brink.
Yeah.
I really believe that your book takes this now, showing that we're now on the brink, that there's nothing that they're doing that is working, nothing. And the level of corruption that has taken over our institutions is beyond anything I thought possible. I don't believe we have equal justice under the law or equal application of our laws anymore, Judge.
Well, we don't. And take it from a woman who's been a prosecutor, a judge, and a DA and ran for office 5 times for 3 decades. This is not something that we can ignore. And, you know, you have to thank Donald Trump. Remember when Donald Trump first came in, he talked about fake news, and everybody's like, what is he talking about? But it's almost as though he removed the veil. He showed America what was happening in this country, and now when we see it, we recognize it. Whether it is, you know, the First Amendment takedown, it was political correctness. If you don't say it the way they want it said, they're going to cancel you, you know, you're going to lose your job, you're a racist, you're a xenophobe, and all that nonsense. But then what happened was they took away the press's right of First Amendment to report the news by shutting down the Hunter Biden laptop story that impacted the election. I mean, if that isn't election interference, I don't know what is. And with 31 CIA directors and officials sign on to something.
Not 31, 51.
51, I'm sorry. You're right. You're so right. You know, when they sign on to that, because they know it's going to be a talking point for Joe Biden in a debate with Donald Trump, you say to yourself, how corrupt is Washington? The swamp is everything we thought it was, Sean. And in crimes against America, I believe our nation has been driven to the brink of destruction. And these far left ideologues, I'm doing a show on Sunday night, for example, at 10 o'clock and, on Fox, obviously. And the issue is Daniel Penny. All right. There's a Marine veteran who stood up. He took the role of the Good Samaritan and defended people in a subway car from a mentally ill schizophrenic individual who was dangerous, saying, I'm going to die and I'll go to jail for life. And the left is portraying this guy who was homeless and crazy as the kind of guy who really just wanted to be Michael Jackson. But that was when he was a kid. It's like it's not connected to reality. They're always gaslighting us.
Well, I mean, and this is what you're now telling people. Now, it's a little over, 536 or 5 days till the next presidential election. And it may seem like a lot of time, but, you know, this is not our first rodeo, Judge. It's going to come pretty fast. And when it comes and when it happens, this is America's opportunity to right this ship. But I've got a lot of concerns. You know, they got away with all those shenanigans with the FBI and the FISA court, and they protected Hillary and her deleted emails and Bleach Bit and Hammers. And then in 2020, we know the FBI meeting weekly with big tech. They had Hunter's laptop. They authenticated Hunter's laptop, but they were warning big tech and even paying Twitter $3.5 million. That in fact, they may be victims of a misinformation campaign. They're putting cinder blocks. They were responsible for censoring all of the information about Hunter's laptop, which would have had a profound impact on the election, a dramatic impact on the election. But nobody gets held accountable.
Yeah. And that's what's so disappointing. And, you know, we talked about this, you know, on your show last night. You know, until we are in the Department of Justice with an attorney general who believes in truth, justice and the American way, with an attorney general who believes that people need to be accountable, that there have to be consequences, America's going down the drain. I'm very sorry. I have the American flag flying in front of my home. My dad was a veteran. My grandfather was a veteran, World War II. And I love this country, but what they're doing, what they're teaching our kids in school, whether it's CRT or whether it's the kind of stuff that they're showing little kids, that honestly, as a prosecutor, I'd indict some of these people for child pornography. You want to show someone in first grade how to perform oral sex on another kid, and they say Republicans are banning books? We're not banning books. You only need to read that book when you're 21. I mean, not when you're 8 years old.
I can't say it any better. I never thought I'd watch a congressional hearing. Did you? Where the question of a member of Congress being, can you please define what a woman is? And then the worst part of it is the person that's asked the question can't answer the question.
Or refuses to answer. Oh, they know the answer, Sean. You know full well they know the answer. But they don't want to disappoint the leftist ideologues. Or the kook. I don't get it. I don't get it. You've got a Supreme Court justice candidate, nominee, whose husband is a medical doctor and is asked to define a woman. She said she doesn't know. She's not a biologist. This is what's on our Supreme Court. So I think that people, if they read this book, they will see everything that we're talking about, but it's step by step. It's in increments. And we're now at the point where the kids have gotten out of school. They're running the big corporations. That's why all this money went to Black Lives Matter, the organization, not the movement. I'm in favor of the movement, not the organization. And they're afraid to ask for their money back when the money was totally, it wasn't given to African-American kids so that they...
No, they bought a nice house in a very wealthy neighborhood. Look, the book is called Crimes Against America, The Left's Takedown of Our Republic. It is on Amazon.com, Hannity.com. Next Tuesday night, we're doing a studio audience show. Judge Jeanine will be there on Tuesday, and so will Senator Ted Cruz. And if you want free tickets, just go to Hannity.com. But if you want a first print edition of Crimes Against America, The Left's Takedown of Our Republic by Judge Pirro, go to Hannity.com, go to Amazon.com now, and Judge, we'll see you on Tuesday in studio with Ted Cruz, and people want to sign up, go to Hannity.com, okay?
I look forward to it. Thank you so much, Sean. You can
right,
also
JudgeJBook.com.
Bye.
Is that a signed copy?
yes.
JudgeJBook.com. All right, we'll put that up on Hannity.com if they want a signed first print edition, okay?
Thanks, Sean.
One of my favorite people at Fox, Judge Jeanine Pirro. Thank you.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
All right, 800-925 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SHAWN, a number. You want to be a part of the program. All right, look, the IRS, they have their way. They want 87,000 new agents. If they hire this staff, they're going to be under tremendous pressure to show results. And that means harassing Americans. You'll get the Hannity treatment. If you are in trouble in any way with the IRS, do not wait. It's not if they're going to come. It's when they're coming. And don't wait until they levy your bank account or garnish your paycheck. You need the expert help from our friends at RushTaxResolution.com. Now, Rush Tax is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. They are the only tax firm I trust, the only one I'm recommending. And I know a lot of listeners have taken my advice. They've called Rush Tax. And guess what? Their tax nightmares, they're over. And the same can be for you. Rush Tax has been coming to the rescue of individuals and businesses that have tax problems for years. Give them a call now, 800-299-8077. Now, here's the best part. RushTaxResolution.com. They will tell you up front, a free consultation. They will tell you for free if they can help you. Now, they won't even take your case unless they know they can help you, period. 800-299-8077. 800-299-8077. On the web, it's RushTaxResolution.com. All right, on this Friday, let's get to our busy phones. So many of you so patient. Let's say hi to Bill in Florida, the free state of Florida. What's going on, Bill? How are you?
Hi, Sean. How are you today?
I'm good. So rumors that your governor may announce that he's running for president next week. What are your thoughts?
I would rather him stay our governor.
Okay, that's fair. Listen, I'm going to be honest. I would rather that this campaign not be so contentious so early. Now, it's inevitable that, you know, when you have a primary, at some point, it's going to get ugly. Always. Unless one candidate runs away with it. And that could happen in this case. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. But I wish it wasn't contentious right out of the gate. That's just my own personal desire. I think a lot of people agree with me based on what people say to me when I talk to them. What do you think?
Do you think Trump is going to run?
I think Trump, what do you mean, do I think? He's already announced he's running.
Well, and he's quite a bit ahead of Santas at the moment.
He is?
So I would like to see him go ahead and win the presidency and take some of the burden off of DeSantis. And then after his 4 years is up, then Santas can walk in and take over the presidency.
I think they'd be a great 1-2 punch. I don't disagree with you at all.
'Cause he's a wonderful governor. I mean, this state has never been so prosperous, and we just love him to death here.
Listen, I'm already prepared to move to Florida. I own a place in Florida. I'm going to move to Florida. I'm getting the hell out of here as soon as Fox lets me out.
Well, you better hurry up because we're running out of room here.
Sorry, I already have my room. Then you don't have to worry about me. Trust me, I'm voting red in Florida. So I'm one of the good imports or migrants that are going into the state. But I've had a place down in Florida for decades. I know Florida's great, and it's an amazing state with amazing people, amazing freedoms, and low taxes. And they leave people the hell alone. That's why the governor's so popular as governor.
Yeah, I wish the other governors would use him as an example.
Many are. You got to give credit to some of these guys. They're doing great jobs. I think Greg Abbott's doing a great job. Kristi Noem comes to mind. She's doing a great job. I think Glenn Youngkin has done a good job in Virginia. I think all across the country. I'm not going to name everybody, but I think Republican governors, by and large, have done good for their states.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. You're right. I take it back. I'm just partial to the governorship here in Florida. It's just, I'm fortunate that I've been here for as long as I have, and there's no other state I'd rather be in.
Oh, having visited a lot and been down there a bunch, trust me, I agree with you. What's on your mind otherwise today?
Well, what's your take about the whistleblower? And from what I gathered, he was leaning towards the FBI trying to use domestic terrorism as a way to take whatever privacy we have left so that they would basically run the state as a police state. He referred to the FBI in the January 6th. Using that to look into people's private lives and
like their banking and every other thing in between, right?
Everything. And using the domestic terrorism as a reason that they need to communism. Communist.
Well, more oppressive. And it is interesting because they had the opportunity to investigate with a ton of video evidence 574 riots in the summer of 2020. Interesting that nobody wants to even talk about that. I think I'm the only one that continues to mention it because the absolute hypocrisy and double standard is repulsive. You know, and the January 6th committee, all right, I understand their insatiable need to bludgeon Trump, but then to ignore all of the other issues, the fact that we had the intelligence in the days leading up to this, event and actionable intelligence, and they didn't act on it, and the number of people that were offering National Guard help and it was refused, and the lack of accountability, and even worse, the fact that they haven't lifted a finger to build in protections to make sure something like this never happens again. There's no excuse for this. It's like there's no excuse for letting in, people that are on the terrorist watch list like we've been doing down at our southern border. Anyway, Bill, thank you, my friend. Have a great weekend. Glad you're out there. Let's go to South Carolina. Steve on the Sean Hannity Show. Steve, how are you? Glad you called.
Well, thank you very much. An honor to speak with you, Sean. I want to talk about the Durham report, if you would.
Okay.
Well, I'm in a golf tournament this weekend, 192 players, and I'm doing a little poll. And I'm just asking, have you heard of the Durham report? And it's amazing to me that 90% of people said no. What's that? And they say the Durham Report, oh, is that something about the Durham baseball, you know? Who would think that that would be the case on such an important document?
What are they thinking about, Bull Durham, the movie? Good grief.
Yeah, good grief is right. It's just, in my opinion, it's an important document, important findings, 307 pages of incredible stuff, and nobody knows about it. It's just amazing.
You know, we try and do our job every day, and that is we do the deep dive. We try to condense it and make it understandable and pass on news and information as in as entertaining a way as possible. And, you know, that's frustrating to me, you know. But if you ask most people, you know, you ask them, who are you supporting for president? And if they say Joe Biden, then my next follow up would be, well, tell me three things that he did that really helped the country since he's been president.
Right.
They can't answer that question. They can't even tell you one thing that he's done.
Yeah.
I promise you. I've
apologize.
Yeah. You know, it's sad, but you know what? We're going to keep fighting, Steve. We have to. There's too much at stake here. Things are going south too fast. This country needs a dramatic course correction as quickly as possible. Ed in North Carolina. Ed, how are you? Glad you called.
I would like to talk about is the major stories of the last week have all been about the president failing to enforce the laws that are on the books for immigration and the border security. And now all of the people who are mentioned in the Durham report who failed to act appropriately or actually acted criminally and inappropriately. And even the people that were in charge of the protection of the Capitol on January 6th, I mean, they were offered the security. They know that it's their duty to secure that facility. And yet all of these people didn't do it. And there are never any repercussions to these people. Nothing. I mean, I understand you have a lot of faith in some newly elected members of Congress. And I felt that way with the Tea Party a number of years back. But the whole thing is, why hasn't it changed it? How can the president not support and defend laws under the Constitution of the United States?
Why do you think we had 574 riots in the summer of 2020? And we all have the video. We have people on tape. We know we would find out who to arrest. And they were pelting bricks, rocks, bottles, Molotov cocktails at cops, a couple of thousand cops injured, a couple of dozen dead Americans, billions in property damage. Why have they not shown concern over those riots? You know, why did they not focus on Lester Holt's report? Forget Sean Hannity, that they had actionable intelligence that in the lead up to January 6th that told them directly that the Capitol was going to be attacked and they did nothing. Why are they not held accountable? Why has nothing been done to create a perimeter around the Capitol like we have around the White House so that something like this never happens again? I mean, those are basic questions to me.
If the president doesn't enforce the laws that he has been hired, basically, by us to do, those other people don't fear any repercussions for not doing their jobs either. The prosecutors that are not prosecuting people.
Maybe I'm just more advanced in my thinking in this way. I'm not, and this is not meant to be in any way a negative towards you. I've just given up in the sense that Joe Biden is going to allow illegal immigration to continue. That is his policy. And in spite of the lies that the border is secure, they're going to continue to allow it. You're asking me why that the people that do these nefarious deeds are not held accountable. I've been telling you equal justice under the law is dead in America right now. Equal application of our laws is dead. And if you're a Clinton or a Biden or a Democrat, the odds are much higher you're going to get away with something. If your name's Trump or if you're a Republican or a conservative, you got a big problem on your hands.
Well, sir, not unlike a lot of other, I'm a former Army officer. I took an oath to support and defend the Constitution in the United States. And I would love to come up with one thing I could do that could make some of these people do their job other than to vote. That's the only thing I can think of. And even then, I'm pretty sure that our votes are not fairly being counted anymore with all of the stuff I saw with that 2,000 mules and such.
Well, what really shocks the conscience to me is that the FBI again now has been caught putting this cinder blocks on the scales of a presidential election, and nobody seems to care about that either. Frightening times. Anyway, my friend, Ed, thank you. Call back again, 800-941-SHAWN, if you're going to be a part of the program. Jeff is in San Diego, Cogo Radio. What's up, Jeff? How are you? Glad you called.
Doing good, Sean. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
In light of the Durham report, the exposure that we're learning at, some of the content coming through, some outlets, the whistleblowers that we're hearing from, the impeachment announcements that were made yesterday, wanted to get your opinion. Do you think that any of the agencies or exposed political figures will actually be held to accountability, ultimately consequences from Durham's report?
Not Durham's report, no. It's sad. All these people, all those names that you know, all the work that we did exposing what they were involved in, you know, lying to FISA courts, going easy on Hillary and going along with something that never should have even been opened as an investigation because they didn't have a basis for it. You know, the fact that the FBI knew they couldn't corroborate any of the dossier and then they used it as the bulk of information for FISA warrants all I could say is if you did it or anybody listening to my voice right now did it, I promise you, if you lie to a judge, you go to jail. No ifs, no ands, no buts, but they lied at a very high level. They lied at a level that is beyond, you know, using a FISA court, it says that you have affirmed the information that the application that you are putting forward, has in fact been affirmed. And it's not, you know, it says verified. It's unverifiable. But now it's debunked. They offered Christopher Steele $1 million. According to the Durham report, or more, to corroborate his dossier. But yet it became the foundational portion of that application four times as a means of backdoor spying on the Trump campaign, transition team, and presidency.
So in relation to the Durham report, you don't think any heads will roll?
Nope, I do not. I do believe that the Bidens are in trouble more than they think. But I also think with the weaponization of the DOJ and the FBI, God only knows what Donald Trump's future is. I think if they have their way, they will throw the book at him and they will try to get him in an orange jumpsuit. That's what I would tell you today. I hope I'm wrong.
Your opinion. Yeah, I do too. Yeah. Appreciate your opinion and I appreciate you taking my call.
All right, my friend. God bless you. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. Listen, our friends at Mantis X, this is the greatest system. Mantis X is military grade technology that'll improve your firearm training and your skill set. It'll turn you into a marksman if you spend enough time using it. All the best shooters in the world do a majority of their training doing dry fire practice at home. Mantis X and their firearms training system is no ammo. It's an all electronic way to practice, improve your shooting accuracy. You just attach it to your firearm and you're off to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. You can use it with friends and family and neighbors, and you're going to have a great time doing it. It gives you real-time feedback on your technique. It'll guide you through drills and courses. As a matter of fact, 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, it's such incredible technology. It's used by the Marine Corps, the Army, Special Forces. So it's military-grade technology at an affordable price. Now, if you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you've got to act on your Second Amendment responsibility, and that means to be competent and confident in your shooting ability. So improve your shooting starting today. Just go to MantisX.com, M-A-N-T-I-S-X.com.
You told Sean you need his insider updates straight from the source on today's big news. And Hannity gives you more every day. Sean Hannity.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. And by the way, we have a special edition. We're doing a Tuesday live audience show in studio among many guests. We're going to have Senator Ted Cruz joining us Tuesday, Judge Jeanine Pirro in studio on Tuesday. If you want tickets, just go to Hannity.com. They're absolutely free. We hope you can join us. That's this Tuesday night. We're doing audience shows Tuesday and Wednesday night of next week. But Ted Cruz, Judge Jeanine on Tuesday, Hannity.com for tickets. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Thank you for making the show possible.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.